Sometimes my office staff will say to me, what are we going to do with you? Because they don't know what's going to come out of my mouth or what I am going to do next. And I say that today for a reason. Because you don't know what's going to come out of my mouth here shortly. Do you know we're all fools? And we're foolish. Because we are fools for Christ. And when we are fools for Christ, we follow Him. We have a world that says, we don't need Jesus. We don't need God. Because we are foolish, we follow God. And we allow our full-hearted hearts to follow our Lord and allow ourselves to grow in our Lord and allow our faith to become closer to Jesus. Because all the readings today are pointing to something greater than this world. And that is what makes us fools. Allowing Christ to become part of our hearts, part of our lives, is what the readings today are getting after. The prophet Zephaniah, he's of the kingly class of David, and he's predicting that something greater is coming, and that we, or the people of Israel, need to no longer look for power, no longer need to look for that status quo in society, because there's something coming that's going to show us something greater. And we know who that is. That is Jesus. Jesus is that something greater that our Lord wants us to flock to, that our Lord wants us to find our hope in. And that's what St. Paul is getting after. Because there's division amongst the Corinthians. Division on who is better. What they're getting after is, I was baptized by Paul, St. Paul. Somebody else might have been baptized by St. Peter. Another person saying, I was baptized by Christ. I'm the best. No. When we are meek, we see that Jesus is that ultimate sign in our lives, in our baptisms. He is the one that gives us that hope. That hope that we are citizens of something greater than this world. And our citizenship can only be found in Christ Jesus. Our Lord, who humbled himself on the cross so we can be part of something greater. That is what our Lord is calling us to, is to grow in love with him. And that is what Matthew, with today's readings, is getting after, is that these Beatitudes are a way of life, not just for a priest, not for somebody who's joining a convent or an order, but that's with all of us, starting with you and culminating into the priesthood. Because it's through you, it's through the laity that I became a priest at an older age. How people showed me who Christ was and helped me along my journey that I became a priest. And each and every one of you has that same power or ability in you to show others how to live a better life for Jesus. And that's what our Lord is getting after today, is being that witness. All of us are called to be witnesses to the gospel through our very gift of baptism. Because another word for Disciple is witness. And that's what we do each and every week we come here. We witness to the gospel and we become fools for our Lord, allowing ourselves to be taken up through His Holy Spirit when we remember what we give up each and every time. Being poor in spirit is that I give up myself to the Lord in the ways that I can strive to grow closer to Christ. Allowing ourselves to mourn for what we have given up, maybe when we fast, or don't do the things that we want to do, but do the things that our Lord is calling us to do. He's not calling each and every one of us to a vocation, to the priesthood, or to the religious life, but He's calling us to live out our vocations in a more special way, in a more of a way that is more cohesive to the life of Christ, to our citizenship in heaven. Blessed are the meek. When we allow ourselves to be meek and humble before our Lord, He gives us that strength, that ability to go out and spread the good news, to spread the gospel, and allow ourselves to continually to grow in love. So let us strive to show mercy and love throughout this week. Let us strive to live out this gospel each and every day, not just some of the times when we feel like it, but to everyone we come in contact with. Because when we do, we show another the love of Jesus. When we do, we show another that I'm not truly part of this world. You might think of me as a fool, so be it, but I'm a fool for Jesus. So let us all truly be fools for Jesus this week, especially when we receive our Lord's very body, blood,